This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Venezuela is in crisis. Fuel shortages, protests, power outages, lack of clean water. Food is so scarce in some places that people have turned to trash to make a meal. President Nicolas Maduro and his allies have successfully blocked a recall vote in Caracas. He says that the economic crisis is caused by outside forces and is refusing to let humanitarian organizations import medical supplies.
Venezuela demands respect for its sovereignty, its right for self-determination, and to decide our own political, economic, and social system that corresponds to our constitution and our social life.
But as protests across the country have become more frequent and more violent, it's clear that the social contract between the government and the Venezuelan people is breaking down or broken. Luis, that's not his real name, spoke to PRI from Caracas.
I just have sort of lost hope, because the executive branch of the government, they don't respect the people's desires anymore. And I have not seen the economy or the social fabric in a recovering pace. And I think that, on the contrary, we are on a spiraling down process.
So how much longer can this almost self-imposed austerity continue in Venezuela? Miguel Octavio is a financial analyst and a Venezuela blogger. He recently returned from Caracas, where he says the situation appears to be growing more and more grave each day.
I go back every month to Caracas, and the biggest difference this time was that while we have seen lines in supermarkets for a couple of years, this time there were lines wherever there was a place selling any form of goods, whether it was a bakery or a small market or a large supermarket, drugstores, people just get in line because they think they might get something. And sometimes they used to be that you get in line because you were expecting flour or soap to be sold, but now they get in line just because they hope to get something at the end of the line.
There have been reports of thousands of protests across the country, and a lot of these seem like spontaneous outbursts of anger, you know, not the kind of protests that you sort of organize and say on a Sunday and say, hey, guys, let's go out and protest the government because we don't like them. No, these seem like angry, hungry people who are shouting in the street because they want food. It seems like a different level of dissent.
That is correct. I think people are getting more frustrated. Frustrated, I mean, not only because they're hungry, but also because sometimes they get in line, they spend hours in line, they get absolutely nothing at the end of the day, or because somebody else breaks into the line. I mean, one of the biggest riots last week on Thursday was near the presidential palace, and what happened was there was a line of people in front of a supermarket, and then a bunch of government supporters tried to take away a truck that was bringing food for that supermarket. And the people refused to do it, and they started fighting. And when they lost the truck, then they started walking towards the presidential palace, and the police had to show up and gas them. My biggest fear is that the outcome would be a military intervention, which I don't want, at least.
Right. Well, that brings up the question of how stable the system is there. If the military gets fed up, more importantly, if the leaders get fed up, does Venezuela have a vulnerability for a military coup? They saw one before with Hugo Chavez.
That's right. I mean, it could happen. I hope it doesn't happen. And I think that in some way, the recall vote could deflate pressure somewhat, because there's also the political side that people are fed up. Well, after 17 years, they're fed up with Maduro, and they want a way out, and the Constitution has that way out. And the Maduro government is really not allowing anything to happen. For example, the opposition controls the National Assembly, but every single important bill the National Assembly has passed since January, when it took over, has been declared illegal by the Venezuelan Supreme Court.
Long lines, food shortages for goods, for chicken, for vegetables, and a lot of frustrated protests in the streets in Caracas and around Venezuela, some of which are turning violent. Miguel Octavio is a financial analyst. He blogs at a blog called The Devil's Excrement, all about Venezuela. Miguel, thank you.
Thank you very much, Todd.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.